I'm Michael Ray Dresser, and you're listening to thought-provoking talk on Dresser After Dark. And each night, we'll bring you the best and the brightest, authors and experts with solutions, the topics you want to hear, and the people who know to bring it to you. So let's do it together. Let's get to the heart of the issues that face us every day, right here, right now, on Dresser After Dark, coast to coast and around the world.
You know, there's no shortage of self-help books or programs that promise to make you more successful. But what if the key to a wise and successful life was actually written thousands of years ago? Phil Henderson with us holds a master's in business administration with a concentration in finance and information system. He's a regional manager for Virtue Stream Inc. and a distinguished Toastmaster. Theo is active in the New York City chapter of the National Speakers Association and the National Foundation for Teaching Entrepreneur. He's also co-head of the Riverside Church-based Youth Entrepreneurship Program, and his latest book, The Wisdom Compass, provides readers with a 31-day journey for personal and spiritual development. Theo, welcome to the show. Hi, can you hear me?
Hello?
Okay, I've almost got you. Somehow, for some reason, you're breaking up. Try it again.
All right, can you hear me all right now?
Yeah, no, I can hear you. This is better. Well, we can hold on just for a second. Since you make time on that, so when they edit it, we've got the exact time they can go into and cut that this part out. About can you hear me? So what time?
Oh.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Okay, we're good to go. All right, let's start. I'm not going to start over again, but I will just start from here, and we can edit what just happened. So it's okay. Okay.
All right. Great.
Okay, here we go. Theo Henderson, welcome to the
show. Yeah, glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, and thank you so much. You know, when we talk about, you know, the key to a wise and a successful life was actually written thousands of years ago, what do you mean by that?
Well, I wrote this book because I had actually started reading the Book of Proverbs, and for those that may not know, it is one of the books of the Bible. I started reading 31 chapters and had started reading it periodically, one chapter a day. And I noticed both learning something new each time, but also getting some benefit in applying the principles that were there. And I decided that I wanted to share that by writing a book, and that actually finally got me off my duff to actually write a book after threatening all those years to do that.
By the way, very interesting, you know, it's based on the Book of Proverbs, which was written hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years ago, if not more. But yet it does apply today, doesn't it?
Yeah, it actually does apply. The guesstimate, I guess if you take a look at it, maybe it's 3,000 years old, depending on where you want to start measuring in the B.C. era. But the wisdom and the application is there, which I guess interestingly enough shows you that we as human beings and as people, our technology advances and our civilization does, but we still have the same, apparently, century after century. So we have to handle them the best way we can, and I find that this is one of the best ways.
You know, one of the things that that you talk about, and there's a particular word here we should emphasize, and the word is discipline. And for some reason, in this culture that we live in today here in our country, we don't get a lot of it. So how critical is discipline?
Well, I can give myself as an example, if you don't mind.
Sure, please.
Yeah, discipline is something that allows you to accomplish your goals. And you know, someone like yourself no doubt has had goals and have goals that they're working towards. But
by the
without
way, I'm a former Marine. I know all about discipline.
Oh, okay. So you really know about discipline.
Yeah.
We need to reverse. I need to ask you a question. But, you know, the bottom line is that whether you're a Marine or an athlete or a student, to excel, even with being blessed with an exceptional talent, you must hone your craft, you must practice, you must do the things necessary to be better than the group or at least meet the mark and or pass the mark that you're trying to get to. And whether you're trying to do something that is going to drive you alone to an exceptional level, or you're part of a team, and as a team you're going to go to an exceptional level. Either way, there are very specific things that you need to do, and it takes a certain kind of repetition and focus of your mind to do that, and that's where that discipline to do that comes in.
Okay, so basically you've got a target, and it's okay to have the target, but you've got to have a process to get to the target. Is that what we're talking
absolutely.
About?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Planning is key, and part of the discipline is not just iron will. That's great, but you still need a direction. And that's hence the name, the Wisdom Compass, because from my perspective, I could see that there are eight distinct areas of behavior and human interaction. And I'll just quickly name what those are. Those are your personal self, your relationship with your spouse or your other, with friends, with family, with community, then your personal financial situation, business, and career or vocation. And I see all of those things hinging upon decision-making, discipline, discernment, and also your faith, because obviously faith is a large component for me. Clearly, as I have a book that is revolves around a faith-based concept.
But when we talk about faith-based, you have to, number one, have faith in yourself. You've got to be able to have that discipline within yourself to move forward with it, because if it's not within you, it's not going to work.
Well, no, absolutely. And sometimes it needs to be developed. Sometimes you may have to go on that search on your own. But and if you're lucky enough, you may be in an environment that actually encourages it and sustains it, helps you sustain it. And that faith part of it is a big component in helping you move forward in those difficult circumstances.
Theo, there's so many variables that go into the decision-making process today. And, you know, we make a decision, but how do we know if it's the right decision? How do we know if the judgment behind the decision is set?
Well, the way that I do it, and now a little bit of my mentoring and career coaching aspect comes in, you first have to take inventory of yourself and understand what it is that you want and you're trying to accomplish. Not what someone else wants for you or someone else wants you to accomplish, truly what you want. You then need to research that, and then you need to actually embrace it and put a plan together to pursue it. And that's where, in some cases, a coach or a mentor or a drill sergeant will come into play.
Okay, now there was a time, probably 35 years ago, I owned a small car dealership. We won't tell anybody about that. That's our secret, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
I sold cars. Anyway, I'll never forget this, because it has to do with one of your talking points where you do not have to be poor or to be pious. I remember one day, mostly what I did was the administration. And I remember it was a Sunday. I came in. I was working with some books, et cetera, accounting. And I happened to notice there was a man standing out looking at the cars. So I grabbed the keys and I walked out there and I said, "Would you like to look at it?" He said, "No." I said, "Why?" He said, "Because Jesus wouldn't want me to have this car." And I said, "Why?" He said, "Well, there's a air conditioner in it, and there's a radio in it, and there are all of those things." And that ties in to what you're talking about. You don't have to be poor to be pious, and I think that's really where the key is. There is a mindset that you're not supposed to have anything.
Well, that's unfortunate, because that is, and I'll be kind, I think it's a misinterpretation, unfortunately, of both principle and scripture, just as much as only focusing on financial prosperity is a misinterpretation.
By the way, please be careful with this, because I think this is an important message to get out. I remember him very distinctly, that he thought if there was anything special, anything that would cause him some kind of an enjoyment, And I listened to him, and I asked him about three or four things, and he kept coming up with the same answer. So this wasn't just a quick guess on my part. That doesn't mean that everybody feels like that, and I know that. But in his mind, he had to be poor.
And you know what? If that's how he feels he needed to be to be close to his creator, so be it. What I see in Proverbs is a book of the Bible and in an extensive reading of it is a very practical approach to everyday living. There's clearly the piece of the of salvation associated with that, and there's also reverence for your creator. But the book essentially is a how to live your life morally, ethically, and wisely. That's really what the book is about.
I wanted to make one more addition about that story. Had he got a hold of something, you know, the wisdom compass, if he got a hold of something and saw that this wasn't necessary to lead a good life, it could have turned his entire life around. But he was
not only could you turn your entire life around, but it would actually force you to get to the root issue of why you would think, why you would embrace a philosophy of that type that, you know, makes no sense.
It makes no sense to you, it makes no sense to me, but I think what I'm looking at with the book, it's the next step. It's the bridge between accepting yourself and staying lost for the rest of your life.
Absolutely correct. And that's why at the end of each chapter, I have a call to action, and I call it the action steps on the life path, and that there are a small number of exercises that force you to look at yourself and reinforce the teachings in each chapter so that when you go through those 31 chapters, you actually have a document that you've done over time where you've looked at yourself, looked at your life, and essentially made plans around what you're going to achieve and the direction you're going to go in. So that's the other powerful part of the book. It's not just feel good, positive thinking, but there's action to be taken.
Yeah, we're running out of time now, but before we do, I'll do this after we get your website. Where's your website? What is your website so we can find you?
My website is www.thewisdomcompass.com, and that's the easy. All my goodness, there. It's the easiest way to get me.
Okay, now there was a quote that I found probably 2 weeks ago, and hadn't done it on the air yet, and it was by Eleanor Roosevelt. And what she said was, yesterday's history, tomorrow is a mystery, and today is a gift. That's why we call it the present.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I resemble that remark and remember putting it up.
that was just great. Okay, Theo, we're about out of time, and I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Well, I appreciate you having me, and look forward to following your show.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, take care. Good night.
Good night.
And if there's a subject that you would like to hear addressed on the show or someone you would like to hear interviewed, contact Radio Susie. You can find her on the homepage of the website, www.dresserafterdark.com. You can find all of our guests on the guest page on our website, just in case you missed the name of their book, their website, or any other contact information, www.dresserafterdark.com. Thanks for listening, and if you're listening on the web, tell your local radio stations about the show. That's the way we grow. That's what you call networking. I'm Michael Ray Dresser, and that, my friends, is a wrap.